Welcome to the Gospel Minute, part of the teaching ministry of Praise Temple Apostolic Church. In this podcast, we explore various topics pertaining to the Kingdom of God with the ministers of Praise Temple. Today, we will be hearing from Brother Nathaniel Hussey. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to go to you today to the book of Philippians, the second chapter. We're going to be talking about something that's very close to my heart. I love the book of Philippians. It's one of my favorite books in the entire Bible. Just because it really gets to the point of what I believe being apostolic is all about. Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, whom being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also hath highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, and of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Verse 13, one I want to focus on a little bit. For it is God working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring, disputing, that ye may be blameless, harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world. I want to talk today about purpose. Understanding purpose is what brings the power. Many times as apostolics, we want God's power, but we don't exactly want his purpose. We want his hand, but we're not too thrilled about accepting his heart. We want his demonstration without his desire. But the danger that comes in that is that you can't really have one without the other. If there was not the purpose of Calvary, there would have never been the power of resurrection. If Jesus had never died in the garden, there we would not have the salvation message that we love. So we have, as men and women of God, we have to pursue the purpose of God more than we pursue his power. Because if we begin to fulfill his purpose, his power will inevitably be right there with us. The danger we face in our society, and one of the reasons why we are so focused on wanting the power and we want God's work and we want God to do something great, is because we live in America, and in America is an entertainment society. Everything today is about the latest and greatest. I mean, they try to make phones more entertaining. They try to make games more entertaining. Everything's about is entertaining. Is if the show's not entertaining, it's not going to be on television. I've got to be entertained. We make our church services more entertaining to the outside world because we want people to come. And the all that may be well and good in its own right and in moderation. We get into this dangerous concept of where we come to church and we're entertained by church, but we're not inspired by God. We're entertained by what God can do, but we're not encouraged to pursue who God is. And we get this issue in a struggle with our flesh and our spirit, because our spirit always wants to be in alignment with God's will, but we have to wrestle with our flesh because that's what we want. We end up, without knowing it, looking for signs and wonders and not realizing that we have somehow left the purpose of God absent in our walk with God, that we are constantly asking for him to do something without taking the time to wonder if that's really his will. Maybe it's not his will to move like that right now. Maybe he needs us to go through that so we can learn the lesson. One thing you'll learn about the Bible is every time Jesus worked, he ministered. His works confirm his word. You do not have the works minus the word. If you don't want the word, the will, and the way of God, you're never going to see the works of God. They don't go one without the other. And one of the things Jesus said in Matthew 6:14, he warns against being a generation, a group of people that seeks after a sign. And what he's talking about is he don't want us to be the kind of people that just want to be entertained. I want you to entertain me. I want you to make me feel good. I want to come to church and I want to feel like something has happened. I want to be excited. And being apostolic, we can have great, exciting worship services. But if the Spirit of God doesn't come in, then all we have done is went to a concert. And we have to be careful that we don't become so focused on wanting to be entertained that we miss, and I know I've said that, but that we miss the purpose of God in our life. I preached a message a while back called The Danger of Being a Watcher, and it emphasizes the story of David and Michael in 2 Samuel chapter 6, where David is worshiping and his wife Michael despises him for worshiping God the way he was worshiping. And he mentions that he is willing to go even farther and do even more for God if in the future, because pleasing God is more important to him than what people think about him and what people might perceive about him and what people might think he is about. And because of Michael's stance, the Bible says that she is barren. She becomes childless. From that day forth, she bears no more children. She loses her ability to be fruitful. She loses part of her purpose because she doesn't understand that it's not about how you look, but it's about pleasing God and seeking after his purpose in all things. Probably one of my great quotes that God has given me through the years is, God puts us through the process so we will be in alignment with his plan and fulfill his purpose, so he then can demonstrate his power in our lives and in the lives of people around us. I'm as apostolic as they come. I believe in signs and wonders and people being healed in Jesus' name and watching people get the Holy Ghost. And I believe God is doing those great things and will continue to do those great things in the days to come. But as a church, as a body, we must remember that if I get out of alignment with his purpose, I become outside the will of God. That we cannot have the power subtracting the purpose. We must fulfill the purpose to have the power. So seek after his purpose today, ladies and gentlemen, and I promise you, you will see his power working in your life. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Gospel Minute. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a minute to leave us a review and subscribe to be notified when we post a new episode. You can also follow us on our Facebook page, Praise Temple Apostolic Church. If you would like to join us in service, we are located at 725 West Knoll Avenue, Madisonville, Kentucky. Our service times are Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. God bless.